Hey guys, Radley Dillon here for NewFury.com, and the list of Warped interviews rolls on today. When I found out they were announced for the tour, I got really excited because I know they don't come over, I know a band coming from Australia over here doesn't happen a lot, unfortunately. With that said, why don't you guys introduce yourselves, what band you play in, and what you do in the band?
Sick. We're Trophy Eyes.
My name's Callum, I play drums.
I'm John, I sing.
I'm Pocket, I play guitar.
Now, like I was mentioning before, when you guys were announced for the tour, I think there were like six or seven other bands announced alongside you. And I know both me and a lot of other people were really excited to have you guys on the tour. I feel like you're one of those, probably the dozen or so bands on here that are kind of maybe not known to a lot of people around here, but that I think people gravitate to. What do you think makes seeing Trophy Eyes this year's Warped Tour so special, especially for anybody in America?
I don't know. We've never been here before, so I guess that's a plus. This is the first time that anybody's out here has really seen us.
I think everyone finds their accents funny.
Yeah.
That might help.
Yeah, sure, the accents help a bit. And,
no, really.
That's probably about it. Just the accents.
It's the only good thing. The music's not very good, but the accents are alright.
Yeah, there's so many bands to choose from when somebody goes to Warped Tour. When I was coming here, not as a press person, but just coming here as a fan, I would always have to choose like probably half a dozen times a day. I didn't like it, but it made seeing the bands I wanted to see more special. How has the overall Warped Tour experience been for you guys so far?
It's very different. There's a lot more work than we first thought there would be. You have to do like your own promos and you have to get kids like earlier on in the day to come and like check you out, and yeah, there's a lot more like extra stuff to do, but it's actually kind of good because like you spend the whole day here, so the more work you do, the better, I guess.
Yeah, most touring's like you sort of wake up in a house, drive all day, play the show, go back to another house. It's cool to wake up at the venue, spend all day there, and hang out, and like be here all day, especially like today we're on the water and shit. It's beautiful. It's cool.
Now, I know it's kind of one of the, I guess, newcomers to the tour. Like I said, a lot of people may not know your music or who you are. What kind of stuff do you do while you guys are on a tour date to kind of persuade people to come check out your set? What would you suggest other bands like you guys do for that kind of stuff?
We've been, like, going up and down the lines in the morning. So, like, the line to get in, trying to, like, sell CDs and just showing people our music. We've got, like, iPods and and all that kind of stuff. We bought a whole bunch of like sign making equipment the other day to like make up signs with our set times and all that shit on there. But
got a big megaphone that helps.
Yeah, we got a megaphone.
Accents, I guess. Wow. Yeah, people in.
Yeah, yell at people to come watch us. But apart from that, I don't know. Just trying to get out and hustle people as much as you can and tell them they can come along to whatever time you're playing, really.
How true do you guys think the statement, or your band is a business? How much do you think that's true or not true?
I don't know, I'd say it's like, we do it because we love the music more than anything, but like, it is a business in some sense, absolutely. Like, you do have to sort of...
We don't make any money out of it.
Yeah, we don't
None
make any
money. None of Trophy Eyes have been paid by Trophy Eyes, but...
Never made a cent.
Yeah. To keep touring, you have to treat it like a business. You have to get paid so you can go to the next place and do the next thing. So, like, as much as you do it for the music and, like, for the kids and for the experiences, at the end of the day, if you don't get paid, you don't do the next tour, you know what I'm saying?
You can't buy that flight to the next country or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What kind of reception have you guys gotten the first couple weeks of the tour so far? What have you heard from fans about your live set or maybe even your music?
It's been pretty good so far, really. It's been like, we've never been here before, so we didn't know if anybody was going to come watch any of the sets. So it's been sick to have people, there's been more people knowing like our words and knowing our music than I thought there was going to be. So it's been really cool. It's been sick. All the crew's really cool too. They've all been cool. Like a lot of the people that are part of Warped Tour have been coming along and watching us as well. So that's been really cool. But overall, it's been sick. It's been really cool.
All right, a couple more questions before we wrap this up. Obviously there's tons of bands to choose from day in and day out. When you guys aren't playing show or aren't playing a show or in catering or doing whatever you guys do, who've you all been trying to see when you have free time here?
Friends.
Measure it for 1 day.
Yeah.
There's a band on our stage called Baby Baby. Yeah. They're really sick. I seen August Burns Red the other day. They were cool.
Moose Blood.
Moose Blood is sick.
Seaway. Yeah. There's a few, like, so there's some other, like, really big acts, like, it's always good watching Neck Deep and stuff like that. They always pack out, like, their stage.
Yeah, the guys in Azure just kill it every day, too.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah, I don't know, probably. I watched Pierce the Veil the other day, that was pretty good. A lot of confetti and smoke guns and shit, that was pretty cool.
It's good to just see everyone, I guess.
Like, yeah.
We're here for 2 months, like, you see everybody.
Yeah, you get sick if you're listening to the same music every day, so. It's cool there's such, like, a wide variety of it, I guess.
Now, you guys being from Australia, I know you haven't been here on tour before, but have any of you been to the US before this?
I've been here once. I came here with my family like a couple of years back. Just did like the sort of the touristy holiday thing, but this is the first time I'm seeing like most of the country, so it's pretty cool. I only really seen like LA and New York last time, so yeah, it's cool to like, I've seen the South this time, and Florida seems pretty sick so far, and yeah, I've seen a bit more this time around.
What kind of stuff have you seen? You know, obviously you're pretty busy day in and day out, but if you guys have off days or time to explore or anything like that, what all have you seen? What cities have you enjoyed just like looking around when you have time?
The first off day we had, we were planning to get to like Mesa nice and early and check that out, but we ended up breaking down and missing that show completely. But and then we played a couple shows in a row then, and then the next day off day was in Nashville where we like went to a lake and swam there and went out and got drunk in Nashville. That was pretty sick. But apart from that, yeah, it's really been we've been like stuck at the shows all day really, so haven't really seen too much just yet.
Sort of an armadillo, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, last question before we wrap this up. Do you have anything you'd like to tell your fans or anybody who might be listening to this out there? Any news you'd like to share with us?
We're on the Kevin Says stage if you come to Warped Tour. Check out the schedule. You'll find us on there at whatever time we're playing that day. Apart from that, I don't
know. We have an album on, where is it now? On our Bandcamp?
Yeah, just on the internet somewhere. We have an album you can get there. And,
steal it if you can find the link.
Yeah, there's a torrent out there somewhere, so if you can find that, don't buy it.
Just listen to it.
Yeah, just listen to it. It's on YouTube as well, find it there. You can stream it.
Yeah, what's that? Convert MP3?
Yeah, you can do that if you want a real shitty like version of it. All the songs are on YouTube, you can steal it.
Yeah. Easily.
Yeah.
You too, like, yeah, just find it. Okay, steal that music.
Alright, well thank you guys for giving us some of your time today.
Really?
If you guys are listening to this, be sure to check out Trophy Eyes on the rest of Vans Warped Tour. Definitely going to be a good time. And thank you guys for listening to this. This has been Bradley Dillon and Trophy Eyes from NewFigure.com. Later guys.